And good evening to the remnant, and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard getting the buttons pushed here. This, well, Thursday night, February 9th, the 2nd February in 2023, and I say welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is open mic night, you might say. We've got the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. And we'd be glad to take your call. Got a few things to talk about tonight, but we're going to open up with a word of prayer. And I hope that that you do that as well, Remnant, when you start, an activity, a trip, whatever it may be, that your days in the morning, start them off with a word of prayer. So let's do that. Well, Lord, we come before your throne in the name of your Son, the only name for salvation and saving, and the only way to you, Heavenly Father, and that name is Jesus Christ. It has been from the beginning, and it is today. But we come in that name, and we come and say, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you give us, that you pour out upon us. Father, we are thankful. I am thankful for your blessings today of health and safety and travel and a good day at work here at the office, Lord. And just, Lord, I thank you for your hand in all that we do. Lord, I pray for your blessings on this broadcast tonight, that it is encouraging to the remnant, to those that tune in, and that it charges our batteries, Lord, as we read your word, as we look to your word, Lord, as we fellowship with you, that we are charged, recharged, that we our faith grows, and that Lord, we are blessed. And Lord, as it says in Psalms, bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, help us to bless you with all that we think, say, and do. And I pray all this to your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And I have to work with me. I got a bottle of water here and my little throat spray. Kind of this cool. Turned off cold. Down to about 13 degrees outside when I came in. And that's just a little cooler. But it's winter time. That's how it goes. Toughen up, Sally, right? I understand. That's how it is, but if you can get through my little croaky voice tonight, I'll sure try to myself. Hope you are reading your Bible. We still getting requests for the chronological Bible reading plan and been reading through Exodus. And I know it's a little tough read, folks. It is. You know, reading through the instructions, right? And how the offerings are going to be, and the oil for the lamp, and yesterday was the priest's garments, and the priest's breastplate, and the robe, and consecrating the priests, and then today the altar of incense, and the appointment of the workmen, and all of this. And I, on my Bible reading plan, I wrote down order. Okay, not that summarizes it, but that's what I think of. When I read through this and I see why would God go to the, you know, such detail that he did. It's because God is a God of order. And everything in the Old Testament, of course, I believe it's true, but it also is a foreshadowing. We understand that, right? That the things we read of in the Old Testament that many times are a foreshadowing. They're a preparing the people for Jesus Christ. And I think that it's that way here. That when God is giving all these instructions, when the Lord is speaking unto Moses, that It's showing the big picture, is showing that God is a God of order. It's, you know, you didn't just do whatever back then. The robe for the priest had to be just right. And, you know, you've got, 15 verses that describe the priest's breastplate, okay? And the altar, and what the laver and the oil and the perfume are to be, and all of that. And no, we don't do those things today. Those things were part of the worship of God. We don't worship that way today. We don't. But it shows, I believe anyway, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that it shows that God is a God of order. And he wants things in order. And he continues even today that is a foreshadowing, okay, of Christ, of the salvation that Jesus Christ brings. It is. And, you know, I'll give you a contrast to that order, okay? A contrast to that order is, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe, do you accept him as your Lord and Savior? That's it. Okay, if you said yes, you're done. See, that's not the Bible order. That was never the order in the Old Testament. And it's not the order in the New Testament. And you know, people will say, well, that thief on the cross, now he didn't get to do this or that. No, he didn't. But he was there with Christ in the flesh, dying, not figuratively, but literally dying with Christ in the flesh. And that was still in the old covenant, because Jesus had not died yet. And so, you know, so many people point to that as, and then they build not a theocracy, but almost a religion around that. See, as you're dying, Jesus, I'm gonna be with you today, and that's it. And it's just not biblical. It's not the proper order. Wasn't really planning on talking about this tonight, but I think that it's needed as more and more people are waking up because of the events of the day, because of what's going on in our land and in the nation and in the world. More people are waking up. More people are turning to the Bible, to the Word. And, you know, Remnant, we have to be ready for that. We have to be ready for them and to be able to point that, you know, that, yeah, all those things were there, but it's not that we have to have the priest's breastplate set up just so today. No, Jesus Christ is our prophet, priest, and king today. But we do come to him, and we, you know, there is a Bible plan of salvation that is more than just raising your hand and saying the sinner's prayer in church. Now, if that's where you start, great. That's not an end. It's not an end. And, you know, we have to believe. We have to believe that all men have sinned and that the wages of sin is death. We have to believe that. And then we have to do something about it. Not just believe, but we have to act. We have to repent. We read it last night, 2 Chronicles 7:14, when my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. That's repentance. When you have to humble yourself and say, you know what? I've done wrong. I was wrong. That's one of the hardest things in human nature to do. But when we do that, when we believe, when we repent, when we actually change, and it's a change of heart, and we do as those did in Acts 2:38 when Peter pointed his bony finger at him and said, "You killed the Son of God." And they were pierced to the heart and said, "Brethren, what should we do?" And he said, say the sinner's prayer and you'll be okay. Do you have that Church of What's Happening Today translation? I don't. And I don't know of any of them that say that, but that's how the Judeo-Christian churches put it out. Acts 2:38. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in verse 39 it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. That's us, the children that were far off. And then verse 40 he says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort. See, he didn't say that and then that was it. No, repent, be baptized, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That baptism is for the remission of your sin, for the forgiveness of your sin. And with many other words, verse 40, it says, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now that's King James. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And I believe that reference is back, looking at my reference Bible. Deuteronomy 32, if you want to go back there and read it. See, that ties in with the come out of her, my people, right? Come out of her. Come out of her. Isaiah was texted this to a neighbor today. Let's take a look, flip over Romans, because it quotes Isaiah. So let's flip over to Romans 9. And this is just talking about the Bible reading, okay? I've got current events and about lots of notes here to get into tonight. And again, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913 if you'd like to give a call. Romans 9. Well, let's look at verse 26. Romans 9:26 says, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it is said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. Now, not everybody in history or today are called the children of the living God. But it has been Christians. And this nation, America, was founded as a Christian nation. And there's still Christians in here, in it today. But verse 27 says, Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, saying, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant, only a remnant, shall be saved. Anyway, that was kind of what was on my mind to get started tonight, to share with you, trying to, you know, make sense of what's going on in the world today. And if we don't look in our Bible, if we don't look to God's Word, for wisdom, for understanding, then we don't get it. It's just as simple as that. There is no hope. There is no no salvation, no getting by. Not for the Christian anyway. Apart from Christ, there's not. And that we've talked about that line, that division that we see happening in the land, and it's growing wider and wider and deeper and deeper, because people are choosing. They're choosing. They're saying, no, I'm not going to keep my children in this public fool system. Where I had a note here the other day, I think I talked about it just a couple weeks ago, 2 million children less or something like that. Maybe it's 20 million. But all across the country, the public school system, the numbers are shrinking because people are pulling their children out of public school. Oh, and they talk about it was because of the pandemic, and it was because of this, and it was because of that. I'll tell you what a lot of it is. It's because of these blue-haired, left-wing liberal antichrists in there as teachers and administrators. But it's waking people up. So I say praise the Lord. So when we look at these things, when we, you know, I again, a text tonight, a neighbor texted me and said, you know, yikes, 1 month's bill increased in price by 2/3 from a year ago. That means it went up from $100 to $166. Okay? And neighbor said, I don't even know how the middle class is going to fare with garbage like this. And I replied back saying it's not easy. And neighbor said, I know people are waking up, but it doesn't seem like enough. And that's when I sent that Romans 9:27 that says, you know, not everybody's going to wake up. Though Israel be like the sand of the sea. And that's how God's people are. They're innumerable. You can't count them. They're here. They're all through Europe, Canada, Australia, the Caucasian, the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, German, Celtic, and kindred people. Those that came through the Caucasus Mountains as they grew and needed more room and were coming out of the Assyrian and Babylonian captivity. And they crossed through this people that were, the Bible talks about the Great Dispersion. And these people crossed through the Caucasus Mountains there in the foothills of southern Russia and just flooded into Europe. Pushed the barbarians out of Europe and settled what we call now the European nations. And so it's those people, okay? We carry the westward trek map. It's called the Reformation of Israel in the West. We call it the westward trek. And we've reprinted it. We've got it. It is a great, years ago when Pastor was alive, got the okay to reprint this and to kind of give a quick summary on the back. And so it's a little, maybe a 12 paragraph summary on the back that just lets you know, gives you some truth, okay? Some truth. And the map on the front, it shows, you know, many of you have seen it. It's like a placemat from Denny's size. You know, it's bigger. It's like 11 by 17, I guess. Yeah. And so it shows, you know, the tribes that as they came out and through the Caucasus Mountains, it shows the different names, the Vikings and the Goths and the Teutones and the Norsemen and the Celtics and anyway, the Britons. And so I encourage you, if you don't have this, we've had to reprint it 2 or 3 times. If you do not have this Reformation of Israel in the West, this map is a great map to show, to share, to look over it and to, you know, to be familiar with it. To be familiar with 2 Samuel 2:10, the scripture that, who was it, John Cotton gave the one of the farewell speeches and prayers to the settlers coming over, and he prayed, and we read 2 Samuel 2:10, I will also appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may live in their own place and not be disturbed again, nor will the wicked afflict them any more as formerly. Anyway, so we have it. We have it available. the story is there. The story is there in Scripture, if you care to look. You know, Brother Paul mentioned last night on the prayer meeting, if you seek, Jesus Christ said, you'll find. But so many people don't seek. They just say, well, you know, my pastor says. And that's what most people say. Well, my pastor says, or we don't hold to that. And they don't know what they hold to. They hold to what that dirty bird in their pulpit says. Well, I see the phone line, so we'll go to that. Good evening. Welcome to 7 times 70.
Hello, Brother Richard. It's Matthew down in Louisiana. Listen to you on shortwave.
Oh, well, good evening, Matt.
Good broadcast, and I wanted to say that map that you were talking about, I've used those for years, and those are good resources, and there's a couple sermons just on that little map that somebody could gain from. They're really good resources to those listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are. And now the map's been around for a bit. It was looking at it, 1986, I think the old Pathfinder originally out in Washington had it put together. Yep. And it has. It's been a great resource. And I know you're doing the same thing, you know, trying to wake these people that are asleep, trying to wake them up to the reality of who they are, and you know, because of who they are, why these things are happening to this nation.
Amen. Yeah, it opens up the Bible for those listening to know who Israel is. It's a big eye opener.
Oh, amen, amen. I've had a scripture popping back up. You know, sometimes as you're either reading or talking or sharing or whatever, a certain scripture pops back up. Sometimes it's, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 about the good plans. But this one is Luke 21:13. Talks about wars and nation rising against nation and all that. But verse 13 says it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. And I firmly believe that the events that we are living in today are that very thing. They are leading to opportunities for us to, you know, to tell people why. Not that any of us have it all figured out. Not that any of us are, you know, anything special. But, you know, when you have a key, when you kind of have some understanding that that maybe not everybody has, then you see that when these things are happening, and they're happening in our land, that it does. It gives us an opportunity to share the gospel, to be able to speak with people that ordinarily would not, you know, give you the time of day or ask. I know we've had many people, you know, have commented over the last couple of years that unlike ever before, they've had people asking him, hey, what do you think about this? What, you know, why are we getting 87,000 more IRS agents? Or what do you think about this, plandemic? I mean, all types of things. And
amen.
And it is. It's an opportunity.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Great. Well, Matthew, sure good to talk to you, brother. Thanks for calling in, and blessings to you and your family.
You too, brother. Take care. Bye.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you, Brother Matthew. Good to hear. Shortwave, we've been trying to get back on it, been doing a lot of work at the shortwave station, had a lot of issues there, but been doing a lot of work trying to see just what we can do there and testing it out in the evenings. So good to hear that. You can listen there, and then also, of course, at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And Matthew, that sure, you know, there's one that grew up understanding the Anglo-Israel message and now is not just tucked it away in his back pocket. But I understand Matthew goes full bore in doing his best to share that with others. And you know, that's truly part for all of us. That's for all of us to be doing. Whether you get an opportunity to put it out on the internet, whether you get an opportunity to talk about it, you know, in your coffee clutch, whatever it may be, that's for each and every one of us to do, to share this good news, this plan of salvation, you know, to explain to people. You know, when we go back, I can't wait till we get to Deuteronomy. I've got a couple, you know, when we get up, it'll be in March, but you know, when we get into Deuteronomy, the Song of Moses, and because that just is such a, it is a true summary of God's people, and it of God's people in this land. It is, you know, Deuteronomy 32, the Song of Moses. Won't go there. Yeah, we're halfway through the program. I better talk about some current events, but looking forward to that because. It is. It is what has happened to God's people here in this nation today. It has. Well, again, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. And a couple current events. Saw this and just kind of kicked my heels up. Not that I got heels, but danced a little jig and said yes. Saw this headline. Awoke Disney. Walt Disney World woke. Lost 2.4 million streaming subscribers, I think just this last month. And you know, the saying we've been hearing and seeing in more and more places, you know, get woke, go broke, or vice versa, however it is. Disney also laying off 7,000 employees, and that's a lot. That's a lot of employees right here. And it's just because they're not making money. Because people are dropping them like a hot potato. Because they come out with their filth. They come out with their antichrist, homosexual, lesbian, queer, filth material aimed at your children and mine and my grandchildren and your grandchildren. And they that's who they are catering it to force it and cram it down their throat to make them think that this sin, that this that is detestable before God, according to the Word, that it's just okay. That it's just okay. But, you know, there's parents, there's moms, and there's dads, and there's grandparents, and there's people that are coming against it and saying, no, not in my house, and they're dialing it up, ding-a-ling, yeah, Disney, cancel my subscription. Immediately, thank you, to the tune of 2.4 million of them. And that's a good thing. And again, Remnant, so when you see that, guess what that is? It's an opportunity for you to give your testimony. It's an opportunity for you to share the gospel with people that, well, that kind of are seeing there's just something wrong here. And so, you know, you can take them to the scriptures. You can take them to, where's that at? They're in Corinthians and show them that, you know, God just does not like that. You know, 1 Corinthians 6. And it's not that we have all the moral high ground and are pointing fingers. No, this applies to all of us. But you can take them to 1 Corinthians 6 and say, and you know, where it says now, you know, where is it? You know, don't be. Oh, my King James. I'm fiddling around with this here. Yeah, know ye not that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And see, people that are canceling this filth with Disney. Man, I remember. I worked at Disney a couple years, right after high school and my first year of college. I worked out there about 9 months at Disney down in Florida. And, it was a kind of a neat job, you know, for a 18-year-old. It was kind of neat. You had to kind of watch out for some of the, there were some filthy queers in it back then as well. But you had to kind of watch out for them. But for so many people, you know, Disney is Old Yeller. and Pirates of the Caribbean and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, right? And things like that. Well, that ain't the Disney of today. And 2.4 million this last month said, nope, see ya. So, again, there's an opportunity, Remnant. There's an opportunity to help somebody that's waking up, that's rubbing the sleep out of their eyes and saying, yeah, I don't want this anymore. To talk to them about, you know why? Do you know why? Huge earthquake. Boy, the times that we're in there from Luke 21, wasn't really going to go there tonight, but as it talks about, you know, when you hear of wars and disturbances, Remnant, don't be terrified. And in verse 11, there will be great earthquakes. There was a great earthquake in Syria and Turkey last week. When you got 11,000 people killed, that's a great earthquake. And, you know, it's old news by now. It's old news. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Biden and the Super Bowl and all this other BS coming up. Don't worry about those 11,000 people that died, and it'd probably be double that. I did hear a report the other day. A lady was there that lost family there, and they were interviewing her, and she said, yeah, they're talking about 11,000 dead. You know, she said, I wouldn't be surprised if it's double that. It's just devastation. That is a great earthquake, and not good. Not good, but a great earthquake, as the word says. We're not to be terrified when those things happen, but we see it puts us in, it puts into perspective the times that we're in. It does. But again, guess what? It leads to an opportunity for your testimony. So have your testimony down. I'm not talking about telling how you were out on the tractor and God saved you, and that's not what I'm talking about. No, the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know, just like Matthew said about this, the Anglo-Israel message opening up the Bible, it sure did for me. I was raised in a somewhat Christian home, went to church, youth group, and a little Free Will Baptist church down in Florida. But, you know, we sang the old songs and, you know, but just no real foundation, no real why. And when 31 and a half, 32 years ago, we came into this. Wow. It said, it answered why. It shows you why these things are happening and always have been. Always have been. Back our Bible reading plan, you know, it's today was Exodus 30, 31, and 32. And so 30 and 31 are wrapping up all these details about the law and what we talked about, right? The order. And in 32, guess what? The golden calf. You know, the people, hey, Moses, Aaron, Moses has been gone for a while. We don't know what's up with him. You build us this. Do this for us. And so it's no different today. It's not. It's not. But you know, it's not all bad. It's not. There are people, like I said, you know, Disney doing their filth. Well, there's 2.4 million saying, nope, not in my home. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, we've been sharing with you the last couple of years the rise of these filthy cross-dresser drag queens and the story hours they've had where they come in all gollied up and read these stories to kindergartners, and they've been doing that in public libraries and places like that. And I don't know if you've seen it. I don't think I've really mentioned it, but I'll mention it tonight. Kirk Cameron, he's a Christian. He had some acting roles. I don't really remember what he did, but he's come out. He's got a couple of good Christian blogs, and you know, it's God and country Christianity is what it is. That's not like Judeo-Christianity. It's Christianity that puts God and country and family and morals and values in their proper order, where they need to be. And he's teamed up with a group called Brave Books. So you might write that down. If you have children, grandchildren, you know, you might write that down. Again, it's called Brave, like Braveheart, Brave Books. And they've teamed up with Bethany Hamilton, the surfer girl that lost her arm in a shark attack, and is a devout Christian, and they're writing books, children's books, and they're going to public libraries and reading them. He was in Savannah, Georgia today. Wish I'd have been in Savannah today, I think, because I'd have went. And there were several hundred people. That was just, I saw just a glimpse of it on a post, but that came. And he's been traveling around, and I think others, and it's not just for this guy to sell some kid books, but they are children's books that that teach morals and values and Christian ethic and the fruits of the Spirit, joy and peace and self-control and things like that, things that we desperately need in this nation, that the generations are not getting it in the school system. They're not getting it, many times they're not getting it in the churches, and many times they're not even getting it at home. I don't speak for all, but many are that way. And so anyway, but yeah, you can Google it. Kirk Cameron, Brave Books. And I'm encouraged by it. It encourages me that, over in that part of the world, or over in that part of the country, or there's some other people that have different circles and have, guess what, different callings. And I remember I saw this when it started. What caught my eye was the books were coming out, and they've got several, Representative or Senator Dan Crenshaw down there, I think in Texas, he's written a couple books, and different people, that from I won't say right wing, but a Christian perspective, books for children to counter these drag queen cross-dressing, bound for hell and wanting to take our children with them. And their filthy books of Billy having two daddies and you don't know what you are, boy, girl, or whatever, and all this other filth. And so this is a counter to that. And so when it came out, when I think Kirk Cameron got his first book out, his publisher called like 50 libraries and said, hey, this is what we've done. We printed this book, and we'd like to come, like you've hosted other people coming in and reading stories. We'd like to come in, family night and all that. And they were turning him down. No, they were saying that's not really, what we're about. Public libraries telling them this. Well, by the time they called the lawyer, they were able to get in. And so, anyway, it's a counter. Is it the answer? No, but it's a counter. It's a step in the right direction. Okay? It is. So I encourage you, look that up. Brave Books. Again, you can Google it. And I don't have anything to do with it. We don't hear. I mean, as far as, I think it's a good thing. I do. And I follow them. I'm looking forward to getting some of the books. I am. Because I've got grandchildren that are coming up. And I think it'll be a blessing for them. A couple other good things. Not that it really is that way, but Super Bowl's coming up. I saw this headline, whoever's playing. But apparently, the starting quarterbacks for both teams are openly Christians. Okay? Maybe not the, John 3:16 and the eye black that Tim Tebow was doing as far as on the field, but openly professing Christians. So, I just thought that was a good thing. Again, an opportunity for a testimony. An opportunity for a testimony. And saw this headline as well. Didn't have time to print it off and really get into it. But New York Islanders hockey. We talked about the Philadelphia hockey team and Ivan Provorov or whoever it was that didn't go out last month and participate with the LGBTQ, whatever, by wearing the jerseys and all that stuff. And he just said no. He just said no. Well, New York Islanders hockey team will not be wearing the Rainbow Pride jerseys to celebrate Pride Night. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay. That's, it just is. It's a good thing. Now, when you look at the, you look at the head of the National Hockey League, who used to, I think, used to be the head of the NBA. I think that's how they just bounce that stuff around. See if I've got it here. I think, Brother Marlin had sent it to me here back in January. And Gary Bettman, he's head of the NHL. And, you look at him and you'll recognize him out of the Charles Wiseman book that are not in print anymore since he passed away. But, Anyway, that's just, again, how it is. That's seeing a little more than just the words on the page, but seeing how, you know, we do have enemies and that the Bible talks about, and they're all around us. They are. Anyway, again, Remnant phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. We got about 10 minutes left. I saw this. I don't think I got to mention this the other day, but you know, maybe I did, but it's called Palm Pay, a palm scanning method developed by Amazon. User can just go to an Amazon One kiosk, put their credit card in, and scan their palm print. And it links your palm print to your bank account. And then when you you go into the Amazon Go store or the Whole Foods locations that are participating, since Amazon bought Whole Foods, and Whole Foods is growing like crazy, and then you just go in and put your palm down on it, and it reads it. We've all seen that in the movies and heard about it coming and all that. And there it is. There it is. They've been working on it for several years. They unrolled it back in 2020 and with some, what do they call it, beta versions, test versions. But they are really starting to push it now. And so, you know, again, going, pushing and pushing a non-cash system, okay, that they really are, you know, it's part of that New World Order. We've talked about it before. We just, again, we see it happening, right? We see it happening. And back to Luke 21, it's an opportunity for your testimony. You know, when there's a transaction done like that, every time, you know, when you link your palm to it, they probably... every time after that, when you use, you know, you use that, of course, you got to pay for it, but then you got to pay the card fees, right? Every time. And so the when it cycles around like that, those card fees add up. And there's people that make a lot of money on that. You know, when you contrast that with paying cash for something, and I know we can't always pay cash for things, but, you know, when you one thing I try to do is if I go to a restaurant, we don't eat out a lot, but if we go to a restaurant, if we leave a tip, I try to leave a tip with cash. Try to, not 100% on it, but try to, you know, that's, if they can, they don't have to report that, but that cash is just, it can just get spent as cash and there's no fees on top of that. Does that make sense? No fees. And so, anyway, it just, that's what's going on there. Current events also, since phone's not ringing, I'll share another one with you. French farmers, another mass tractor protest in Paris. So see here, in what is reported to be the largest farmer demonstration in France, since 2019, some 500 tractors and thousands more people converged on Paris Wednesday. to protest against the decision last month, the government of Emmanuel Macron to ban the use of neonicotinoid insecticides for sugar. Dissatisfaction from the nation's farmers, who have increasingly been gathering throughout the country to not only decry the increasingly difficult regulations, but also the soaring cost of production due to the energy crisis and the lack of water storage for irrigation. And so, anyway, it's just... says here the protest is part of a wider movement across Europe against these onerous regulations. Did I say that right, guys? Onerous regulations imposed from Brussels upon farmers throughout the European Union. They've had it in the Dutch are protesting, the Netherlands, now in Paris, and these are the guys that grow the food for the EU, and they're being pushed out about as hard as our farmers here in this nation are. Just how it is right now. It is. Well, Remnant, you should have your Volume 1 Dragon Slayer newsletter. I think those have been being delivered this week, and so if you don't, hopefully you get it tomorrow, maybe Saturday. But we changed things up just a little bit, changed up the order form, and got a couple different things in there. And so I encourage you to take a look at it. The main article, Awake, Awake America. And if there has ever been a time that we have needed, I think, the teaching that Pastor Peters put into that article that we kind of redo it, just had to get it retyped up and laid up to have it in a newsletter format, and got the online, I think we got that to Jason. I think he was getting that out today, and so, but Awake, Awake, O America, you are in the Bible, and that's a great thing. Again, what is needed today to let the people know, you know, when we read, like I said, this Luke 21 leading to an opportunity, you know, Hosea 4 was another scripture that keeps popping back up. Hosea 4:1 says, "Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel." See, he points and says, listen, you know, like when your dad, you say, listen here, boy. He wasn't talking to your buddy Tony down the street. You knew he was talking to you. And what he was saying was for you. What your buddy down the street did, you know, that was different. But, you know, when your father called you, when dad called you, he was talking to you. And that's what Hosea 4:1 says. Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel. Don't you think you might want to know who the sons of Israel are? He goes on and talks about the land mourning and everyone in it languishing. Let me tell you, with you know, the highest prices, the highest inflation in 40 years, we're languishing. We're all languishing in this land. And the land is mourning. So you think you might want to know who the sons of Israel is because the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land, it says, because there's no faithfulness. Man, do you know of a land where it seems like there's no faithfulness anymore? There's no kindness, it says. Do you know of a land that there's no kindness? It says there's no knowledge of God in the land. Do you know of a place like that? Where there's swearing, verse 2 says, and deception, and murder, and stealing, and bloodshed following bloodshed, and people that employ violence all the time. Do you know of a place like that? You think you might need to know who the sons of Israel are? You think the Anglo-Israel message is an important message that's needed urgently in the land today? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well, Remnant, that's all I got for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I did. I had a good time tonight. Praise the Lord. That's what happens when you pray. When you pray believing, God is faithful. He always is. Well, Remnant, again, thank you for tuning in. Matthew, thank you for calling, brother. Good to hear from you, and glad you're doing well and your family. And Remnant, want to invite you to read your Bible, okay? We have a Bible reading plan. It's a little different. We can still send it to you. I can email it to you. It's at the website, scriptures4america.org. But I encourage you, read the Word. If you don't have to use our Bible reading plan, get something on your phone or something, but read the Word. And I want to invite you to come join us Saturday morning for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll have a group of Christian men here for fellowship and praise to the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. We'll have our Bibles. We'll have our coffee. And it'll be a good time of fellowship. It always is. I think I told you, you know, when we started it, Pastor Peter started it years ago while he was still with us, and he wanted it to be 7 a.m. on the East Coast, so we were firing up 5 a.m. out here. It's a little better now. 7 a.m. Mountain Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. on the East Coast, and 6 a.m. on the West Coast. And so we hope you'll join us. scriptures4america.org. Click on the live stream. That's where we'll be. And again, Remnant, thanks. And God's blessings on all that are His. And we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
Lord, you're the one that I confide in as these days come to an end. Jesus, you're more than just Lord. Jesus, you're my very best friend. Oh, there's times I get discouraged, feel a little depressed.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.